The Gemara Masechta Skolim Dav Zayin Amud Aleph teaches us Taner of Shimon Gamliel Oimer of Shimon Gamliel teaches us in Oysa Nefashis LaTzadikim we don't make Matzevis for Tzadikim who pass away. Devrayim Hein Hein Zechroinim. What they said is their best Zeicher. To which the early Paiskim asks that of course we know that a metzeva is made even on the kever of tzaddikim. How does our Gemara say we don't make metzevas on the place where tzaddikim are buried? So the Tshuvas HaGaonim already says what the Gemara means to say is that there are two purposes in making a metzeva. One purpose of making the metzeva is that it should indeed be a zecher for the person who passed away. But of course there's another reason for making a metzeva. And the other reason for making a metzeva is that people should know that this is where a person is buried and they should be able to stay away from where the person kever is. That reason applies by a tzaddik as much as it does by everyone else. Ramosh and Atshuva in Yoridei Echel Gimel Simen Kuf Nun Dalad explains that what the Gemara means to say is not that we may not make a metzeva on the kever of a tzaddik. What the Gemara means to say is we don't need to make a metzeva on the kever of a tzaddik because the tzaddik, his words, his Divrei Torah, are his best seicher. But of course, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that we're not allowed to make a matseva on the top of a kever of a tzaddik. And that's why the question the Mefarshim will ask, that we already find that Yaakov Avinu made a matseva kever Rachel, is not a problem. Some want to say that it was Apia Dibur, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically told Yaakov Avinu to make a matseva there in order that when Klal Yisrael go into Golos, as we know, we should have where to be mespalel. But according to the approach that we've been explaining, there is no problem. Because the Gemara doesn't mean to say that we're not allowed to make a matseva on the kever of a tzaddik. What the Gemara means to say is that we're allowed to. So as we're saying, what the Gemara means to say is that we don't need to make a metzeva on top of the kever of a tzaddik, because the vrayim hein hein zechroinim. And that's why the Mefarshim explain, we understand the Gemara on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, we find that Rabbi Yochanan was so concerned that what he said should be said over in his name. Rabbi Yochanan asked the Gemara, "My kulei hai, the boy, the yamr shmatz mishmei." Why was Rabbi Yochanan so concerned that what he said should be said in his name? Says the Gemara, because af David bika shalei rachman. Because David HaMelech, we also find, says the Gemara, was so concerned that what he said should be said over in his name. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Agura ba'alecha ilomim, echs b'seiser k'nofecha sela. Ask the Gemara, v'chi also al data shal David, did David HaMelech think, sheichai v'kayim lo ilomim, that he will live forever? El kach amad David l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where David HaMelech said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribayin shal ilom, I hope that what I said should be said over in the Bati Knesios and Bati Midrashos. So, in fact, I saw from the Shlo, this is why Klal Yisrael, whenever they have a need, whenever they have a bakasha, specifically says Tehillim, because David HaMelech asked that his words be immortalized in the Bati Knesios and Bati Midrashos. And by us saying Tehillim, we in fact accomplish that David HaMelech's words remain forever. The Mefarshim also ask that our Gemara says, that if we say something over in the name of someone who's not here anymore, it's Svasa of Dovvois Bekever. It's as if his words remain forever. In fact, I saw that there are Mefarshim that suggest, I saw this from Rabbi Yankov, the Peshvarsk Rebbe, that says it's not only Divrei Torah that have this need. Even if somebody says a story or sings a niggun, and it was said by someone or it was composed by someone, it's important to say who said it. Who said it? Who do we hear it from? Moreover, the Menoras Mar asks, the here our Gemara says that Tzfos of Dovves Bekover. We know the Gemara Masecht Megillah that Tezvav Amin Aleph says, Bam Rabbi Loz Brachanina, Kol Amadav B'Shem Amroi, Mevi Geula L'Olam. So how do we reconcile these two Gemaras? So he answers that our Gemara is referring to after the person is no longer in the world. That's when Svasov Dovavois Bekever. The Gemara, in Masecht Megillah, the story of Mordechai, where Esther told Achashverosh the story that Mordechai reported about Bixen and Seresh, was when Mordechai was still alive. Mevi Gula L'Olam is when you say something over in the name of the person, say it over in the name of the person when he is still alive, that's Mevi Gula L'Olam. The B'nai Yisoschar explains, why do we find that the tzaddikim was so concerned that what they said should be said over in the name? So he explains, because as Chazal teach us, Hayoyim la'asoysom u'mocha l'kabel schorom, that a person after he's no longer in this world doesn't have the ability to grow anymore. He can't do mitzvahs. He can't learn Torah. But if a person is no longer in this world, but we're still saying Divrei Torah in this world, that's why he could continue being a Heilich. He could continue growing even after he's not in this world. And in fact, I saw that there's a discussion if Kivrei Tzadikim Matameh, if the Kivrei Tzadikim give off Tumah, and there are those that suggest the Kivrei Tzadikim aren't Matameh. Why? Because the truth is that Tzadik never dies, as we're learning. Because since the words of Torah said by the tzaddik are still repeated, since the words of the tzaddik are tzaddikim afilu b'mesosam kruyim chayim, and that's why perhaps divrei tzaddikim stay forever. I saw Mefarshim explain that's pshat what it says in the pasuk zois haTorah adam kiyomus. A person dies, but ba'oil, somebody who is in the oil ha-Torah, somebody who remains connected to Torah, that person, only Adam, the person could die, but not the person who remains connected to Torah with his life, throughout his life. So the Panami Iris goes on to explain why were they so concerned that the Divrei Torah should be said even after they're no longer here. So one pshat that he suggests is because we know that Rabbi Yochanan says, "Dein groma dasira bar." This is the bone. Rabbi Yochanan will walk around carrying the bone. All of his children and his 10th son passed away. So since all of his family passed away, he wanted to have some sort of zecher. So the zecher he had was through Torah. So he was so concerned that the Divrei Torah should be said over in his name. But then he gives another explanation. Rabbi Yochanan was concerned that what he said, the Divrei Torah that he said, the halachas that he paskened, should be remembered and said forever. And he knew that if he'll say over, if the Divrei Torah, the halacha, will be said in his name, it will be accepted. But if the Divrei Torah will not be said in his name, the halacha will not necessarily be accepted. And he was concerned that the halachas that he said should remain and not be forgotten. That's why he wanted specifically to have his name mentioned in order that the Divrei Torah that he said should remain accepted and remembered forever. Like we said, Zois HaTorah, through the Torah, Adam Kiyomus, even if a person passes away, Ba'oyel, his Divrei Torah remain forever. Which opens up a very interesting discussion that the Paiskim have, and that is it appropriate that when somebody writes a sefer that names should be written or the name should not be written? The Sefer Chassidim in Siman Shin Samach Zayin says, Chachomah HaRishonim lo yoykoisim sefreim b'shmom. The earlier Chachom did not write their names in this forum. V'lo yominichim lichtav shmom al sefreim. They didn't allow that their names should be written in this forum. Kigoy mishechiva taris kahanim, mechilta brises. He says we don't see that their names were mentioned. On the other hand, we find that the names, the way we just explained, that it is important for the name to be mentioned in order for the sefer to be, for those halachas to be accepted. So the Chidah has a long discussion back and forth about this issue, and he says it really depends. If the words of the sefer, if the words of this Talmud Chacham will be accepted, even if his name does not appear in the sefer, then maybe it's better that the name should not be in the sefer. And that's why specifically they suggest that in a sforum that aren't halacha sforum, the drush sforum, agoda sforum, the names don't necessarily need to be mentioned. Although I did see from the Satna Rebbe who says that bezman hazeh, even sforum about agadat about drush, the name has to be mentioned because there are all sorts of people who write sforum, and we need to know who wrote this sefer. And therefore, even Bezman HaZeh, Drush Forum, we have to make sure that the name be put into the Sefer, because otherwise we need to be concerned that the person, we don't know who wrote the Sefer, and is it somebody that we could rely on that his words are to be accepted. Another interesting discussion that I saw is if somebody says over Divrei Torah without mentioning who said Divrei Torah, is it considered Gezeila? The Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Nun Vav Sifkot and Beis says that if you say over a Dover, if you say over a Dvar Torah and don't give credit to the person who said it, you're over a lav, you're over the lav of Gezeila. The Noida Behuda, in Noida Behuda Tinyana, Eirachayim Simon Chof, disagrees. He doesn't know if it's really considered Gezeila. Similarly, the Shalos Tshuvos Divrei Chaim, in Choshe Mishpat Simen Memtes, that if somebody writes the Divrei Torah and he doesn't attribute them to the person who said that, it's considered Gezeila. The Maram Shik in Yerideya Simen Kuf Nun Vav disagrees, because he says, Al Gemara, we find that Rabbi Yochanan was so concerned that the Divrei Torah that he said should be said over in his name. But nowhere in our Gemara, says the Maram Shik, do we find that Rabbi Yochanan said, and if you don't say it in my name, you're over alav, Yoivr Gzela. If it would be considered a situation of Gzela, then why wouldn't have Rabbi Yochanan said it? It must be because it's not necessarily considered Gzela. On the other hand, the Mefarshim, the Sefer Yalkut Eliezer says, this is pshat that we always say, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayom. You know why David Melech Yisrael is Chai V'Kayom? Because we say Divrei Torah over in his name. Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan says that just like our Gemara says, that if we say over Divrei Torah in the name of a Chacham, Svasa of David voice B'Kavar, similarly, he says that if somebody supports Talmid Chachamim, and the Talmid Chachamim are able to learn Torah because of him, then he says that also should be repeated for future generations because they caused that the Divrei Torah should remain forever. The Mefarshim also say that our Gemara used the words kol ha'omer dov b'shem amroi. Why does the Gemara say kol? Because not only should you say over who you heard, if you heard it v'at Torah, b'shem amroi, but not only do you should say it in his name, but let's say I heard it v'at Torah from someone, and he was repeating what he heard from someone else, that too is considered that I should not just say over what I from the original sayer, but I should also say it over from all the people who repeated it along the way. The Gemara continues. Shimon ben Azir b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, kol tamid chacham sh'omer dvar halacha mepiv ba'olam haza, svasav roishos imer bekever, shana v'chikech ki yayin hatoiv, doivev sifs yishenim. Ma koyim shal novim zeh, just like the vessel in which grapes are kept. Kivin shemaniach adam etzboi olav. As soon as you put your finger on it, miyad doiviv, as soon as you push your finger on the grape, the wine comes up. Av sisoyseim shal tzadikim. So too when it comes to tzadikim. Kivin shoymen dover aloch mipiyam shal tzadikim. As soon as we say over dvar aloch in the name of tzadikim, sisoyseim reaches imam recover. Asking marman no yishloi. What anot does the person who's no longer here have for when his Divrei Torah said? Benaziram kadon the shosi konditin. It's just like somebody who drinks wine. Yain konditin is wine that has in it spices and honey. Abyitza kadon the shosi chamar atik. Somebody who drinks good wine, old wine. That avagav the shosi lay, even if you drink the tamba b'puma. So Mefarshim try to explain what's the difference. What the Gemara means to say, if you mean yain konditin, or it's old wine. So some of Farshim say the carbon order says as follows. As we just said a moment ago, yain konditin is wine that has other ingredients mixed into it. Only if the tzaddik was such a person that not only did he have Torah, but he also was a tzaddik who did maisim toivim, that's when what he says has a zecher. The other mandama says that no, that if it's a person that is, as long as the person said Divrei Torah, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference if he had Maisim Tovim along with the Torah or not. But another pshat that I saw from the Sefer Nachal Yitzchak is when does the tzaddik, who's no longer in this world, have hanah from the Divrei Torah that I said? If it's like yayin konditin, it's that I take the Divrei Torah that he said, and I add to those Divrei Torah. We try to learn the Divrei Torah of the tzaddik who's no longer in the world. We add ingredients like the yayin konditin. Only then does the tzaddik take pleasure from it. But if we're not going to add to what that tzaddik Talmid Chacham said, we just repeat it without really trying to work with what he said, that doesn't necessarily bring handah to the tzaddik. The other mandamer however, disagrees. And the other Mandam says that even if you don't add to the Divrei Torah that you heard from the Tzaddik, as long as you repeat the Divrei Torah that Tzaddik said, that alone brings Hano to that Tzaddik. The Gemara says, Rav Gidl Omer, Ha'im Shmu B'Shem Omroi, if you say over something from the person and name of someone, Yira Bala Shmu Kila Omer Nagdoi, we should imagine if that person is standing there. Shnemar Ach B'Tzelem Yisalech Ish. So I saw that the Mepharshim explained that what's Pshat Yira Bala Shmu Omer Nagdoi. So I saw a beautiful pshat. Two pshatim. One pshat is that if I'm sitting and learning, and we're saying over the words of Abaye and Rav and the Tanoim and the Meroim, and I imagine as if Abaye and Rav are standing here, so I would certainly learn Torah with great, the proper way. When a person opens a Gemara, the Gemara is teaching us, Rav Gidl is teaching us, Abaye and Rav are standing here. How would our shir look? How would our learning look when we imagine Abaye and Rav standing here? But the Mepharshim also go on to explain that what the Gemara really means to teach us is that we are a Mesorah. Yira Kabal Shmur Oymed Kenegdoi. When somebody's learning Torah, he should recognize that he's part of the Mesorah. He's one more link in that Mesorah of learning Torah. And if somebody recognizes that he's part of that link, that will be, of course, that is what Klal Yisrael is all about. And the Tzfas Emes and Pirkei Avos and Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, teaches us, it says in the Mishnah, he says, if somebody learns and he's learning the Torah and he's saying over the words of the Chachamim, of the Tanoim and the Meroim and the other later Rishonim and Achroinim, and you sit in your home and you learn Torah that way, then your home becomes the home where all these Chachamim find themselves. And if your home is the home where these Talmidei Chachamim find themselves, what better home could one have? We should be zoicha to learn Torah as we are supposed to.